It's only ever money.
Yeah.
Only ever money at all times.
Are you supremely disappointed that we don't do more in space?
I am the curiosity part of me is disappointed, but the politically astute side of me fully understands why that's the case. We went to the moon because
we have other priorities.
No. We always had
other. PR move.
We've always had other priorities. So that's a false excuse. When we went to the moon, we had plenty of other priorities. Yeah. There was a civil rights movement. There was the hot war in Southeast Asia, the Cold War with Soviet Union,
right.
Campus unrest.
So we did it for PR.
We did it because we were at war. That was an act of war, essentially, without the weapons. And if we were not at war, the motivation to go to the moon, we tell ourselves, oh, we went to the moon because we're Americans and we're explorers and it's in our DNA. Okay, that might all be true, but the people who write the checks don't give a rat's about any of this, the lofty speak. Is your security at risk? We will spend any amount of money to protect that. And that's when money flows like rivers, and we went to the moon.
President Kennedy made the commitment
in that climate.
And but should we create that kind of urgency again for something like going to the moon?
You know what I joke about?
No,
I joke. I say, let me go visit China, and whisper to the head of China. I go, psst, can you leak a memo that says you want to put military bases on Mars? Just go ahead. Don't tell anybody. Then that memo shows up in the Pentagon. We will be on Mars in 10 months, I'm sure. 1 month to design, build, and fund a spacecraft, and 9 months to get there. We'll have astronauts. That's how motivated I think we would be, because that's how motivated we were back in the 1960s.